Good morning, boys and girls. How are you this morning? Do you know how to pray? I want to tell you a story about when I was a little girl. And let's see. One day I came home from school and my mommy wasn't there. And my mommy was always there because my mommy couldn't drive. And so she was just always there when I came home. But I came in the house and mama wasn't there. And you know what else? The house was cold. And I thought, where is mommy? And my little brother, Scott, he should have been there, and he wasn't there. Is any of you 5 years old? Nobody here five? Are you five? Well, Scott was five, and he was home with mommy, and my mama was going to have a baby. But something bad started to happen, and we didn't have a phone. And so mama said to Scotty, she said, you have to run up the road to the neighbors and get help. And so Scotty was scared, and she said, if Aunt Dorothy's car is there, Aunt Dot's car is there, don't go down that driveway. But you know what? He started running, and he was running as fast as his little legs could carry him, and he went running down to Aunt Dot's driveway, but she wasn't home. And then he had to run back up the hill, and his little heart was, he thought his heart was going to burst because he had to get help for mommy. And he finally got to the neighbors, and you know what the neighbor said? The neighbor said, let's pray. So they stopped right there and they prayed for our mommy. And then they went and they took my mommy to the hospital. But I didn't know that all happened while I was gone at school. And so I got home and there was no mommy. And then my dad came home later and you know what he told me? He said, mommy is really sick. And mommy might not live. Oh, that was terrible. That made my heart so sad. And so we lived out in the country. And so I went outside into the pasture, and I laid down in the field, and I just prayed. I said, please, God, please don't let my mommy die. And you know what my mommy said? My mommy said, I knew somebody was praying for me. And sometimes when we pray, God says yes, and sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait a while. But you know what? I am so glad that God said yes. Because I was only 8 and a half. Is anybody here 8 or 9? No? Well, that's how old I was. And I would have been without my mommy all those years, but instead I got to have my mommy with me a long, long time. And you know, I have something under here in my backpack. When I came home and the house was so cold, you know what happened? We had a cuckoo clock.
Let's see if I can get it out. Whoops, it's coming apart. Well, there's the cuckoo clock.
Has a little piece that just came off. But the cuckoo clock got so cold that when the cuckoo came out, it went coo. And I thought, even the cuckoo clock is sad that mommy's not here. And so when I think of this story, I think of the time that the cuckoo clock got cold. And you know what? The cuckoo bird's in here. If I can open the door. Well, I opened it yesterday. There he is. You see that little bird in there? But I think he got so cold he stopped working right. And, you know, he never worked right after that. But I always remember the time when I was sad and the cuckoo was sad. But Jesus answered my prayer. So let's have a little prayer. Dear Jesus, we are so glad that you hear the prayers of even little children. And I thank you for giving me my mommy for all those years. Help these children to love their parents. And bless these children, Father, so that they can talk to you and know that you always love them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you can go back to your seats and you can pick up the plates.